Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Weekend Edition Sunday. I'm Jack Lepiarz. Back on the presidential campaign trail in New Hampshire this weekend, Elizabeth Warren says the U.S. House of Representatives should begin impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. The Massachusetts senator and Democratic presidential candidate says impeachment's warranted because of evidence presented in special counsel Robert Mueller's report, which was released on Thursday. From New Hampshire, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
Warren first laid out her case in a series of tweets on Friday, then at campaign appearances in New Hampshire yesterday. At Keene State College, she said that among the top-line conclusions of the Mueller report was that a hostile foreign government attacked the American electoral system in 2016 to help elect Donald Trump, and that Trump welcomed that help.
And when the federal government tried to investigate what happened, Donald Trump took multiple steps to try to derail or obstruct that investigation.
President Trump says the Mueller report vindicates him. It found the Trump campaign did not conspire with the Russians, but it did not absolve the president of obstruction. Warren says that means it's now up to Congress to act and that the House should begin impeachment proceedings. Democrats are divided on this issue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and several other presidential candidates are concerned that impeachment could provoke a backlash and that judging the president should be left to the voters. Warren disagrees.
Some decisions are bigger than politics. If Donald Trump can do all that he tried to do to impede an investigation into his own wrongdoing and the attack by a foreign government, then it gives license to the next president and the next president and the next president to do exactly the same thing.
In Keene yesterday, voters had other issues on their minds, asking Warren about jobs, health care, and climate change. But Democrat Pat Shin of Keene says she agrees with Warren's call for impeachment.
If we allow that behavior to continue by not proceeding with impeachment because we're afraid it might damage the vote, I feel like we've set ourselves up for failure, that the next president and the next, as she said, will be excused by this behavior.
But fellow Democrat Sharon Bright says while she's appalled by the president's behavior, she's not convinced a fight over impeachment would help the country.
I don't want all the energy to be going to something that maybe not have an end. I want our energy focused on something that we can do positive right now.
Warren is the first major candidate in a crowded Democratic field to call for impeachment proceedings against President Trump. But her campaign says that will not alter Warren's core message of fighting government corruption and economic inequality. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Dublin, New Hampshire.